In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of soul of our sister Corinne Duran. What does the scripture passage mean? With what effect did it have on the hearers who were there? When you hear these words, how do they connect with you? What do they bring up out of your own experience? What about this passage of scripture drives you to prayer, to change the way in which you communicate with God? And what in that intimacy is God trying to do to call you beyond yourself into something greater that he's leading you toward? There are lots of features in this particular scripture passage, both the New and the Old Testament. The psalm is full of goodness, which is there. But how do you plumb the depths of it? How do you begin to understand what the Lord is saying to you here? I'm going to give you four things. Four things to drive you more deeply into God as he speaks to you in these scriptures, but in any scripture. What am I referring to? I'm going to teach you to pray as the monks pray, to read scripture as the monks read scripture, to dive deeply into them just as those who were the ones who actually kept the tradition of the writing of sacred scripture, the meditating upon it for the whole of their lives. How do we do that? Through Lectio Divina. I told you last week that we would be speaking on this. Lectio Divina. It's called divine reading. That's what lectio is. That word means to read. We read from the lectern, which is where the lectio is given from. Lectern, lectio, leer, it's all from the same root of to read. And so that's the first task. When you're doing this, there are four aspects of going through scripture that the monks always do. Lectio, meditatio, oratio, contemplatio. That is to read, to meditate, to pray, and then finally to be moved to the point of contemplation, which takes one beyond oneself. Lectio. So what is that? That's the process by which you and I just read the scripture that is before us. Where we take what is before us and go over it not just once, but go over it two or three or four times just to get the pattern of what is going on in there. Because it is in the rereading of Holy Writ, of sacred scripture, that you and I begin to understand what is going on. And in those subsequent rereadings, what you'll find is that something begins to jump out to you. Whether it's a word or a phrase, or there's a concept that in there that oftentimes is something that maybe you haven't seen before, or that you'll see it in a different light and begin to ask the question, what is the Lord saying this for? Who is he speaking to? Maybe what is the context that's going on here within the scriptural situation? It begins to lead you deeper. This should be a good deal of the time for the most important thing for you and me to do is to go through the scripture, not the subsequent steps. This is the heavy work, heavy lifting that we do so that the other steps are more fruitful. Then once we begin to grab a grasp of what actually is written in scripture, then to do what? To begin that, after the lectio, the meditatio, meditation, the ruminating upon, the chewing more deeply. And this requires you and I to apply what is written in sacred scripture to ourselves. To begin to think and to connect, well, what's going on in my life? Who am I? Which struggles am I going through in my day to day? Because as it says within the scriptures, all scripture is God-breathed, meaning inspired, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be fully equipped for every good work. That's what our St. Paul speaks about in his writings to the Thessalonians. It's useful for all those things, and that means it's applicable to my life. And so then we begin, after knowing these things of what it the Lord was speaking way back when in the context, things that have already arisen, well, what's going on in my life? And does that have resonance within my own soul and what I'm going on through today? To imagine myself as being a witness to those words that our Lord is trying to speak to me right now. Again, this should be the greater part of everything it is that we do. Most on the scripture itself, then beginning to apply ourselves in a little bit less time than we began before. And then we arrive at the great moment of, well, every time I read scripture, it should drive me to the person who is the scripture, the word. So I go to oratio, which is prayer. Prayer. I begin to pray with God, to dialogue with God in prayer about this passage. I see that you said this back then. These things occurred to me here. Well, also, here is something that's going on right now within my life, and it seems that that hits me in this way and drives me in these moments. Well, what do you want of this, Lord God? Here I am. I know there you are. You've spoken in your word. Now, what's going on? What are you showing to me? Where are you leading me right now? I'm here, you're here. And in that aspect of prayer, then we begin to take a step forward. And then out of that prayer, emerging from it, should be something else. We've done the reading. We've done the background. We've done the hard work. We've applied it to ourselves in the meditation. And then in their prayer, we actually have begun to make use of scripture so that we can emerge from that in a contemplatio, which is contemplation, which is none other than to say that quiet expression of our own love of God and us. It's where we begin to apply this and say, well, Lord, you've spoken to me. You've given me a sense of myself. You've given me a new understanding of what's going on here. So what am I supposed to do with this? I'm going to do it, God. In this contemplation, we're supposed to apply this to everything and to be allow that God to teach us through this passage and through this time of prayer that we've had to drive us on further, to lead us more deeply into his very self. Oftentimes, this is a place where you and I would make a resolution. Having heard these words, having applied them to myself, having dialogued with you and really spent that intimacy of conversation with you in prayer. Now, Lord God, I think this is what you're asking me to do. So help me to do it. In this simple way, the saints of old have been nourished. They've been driven on to do greater things and to actually profit from what they do in reading of sacred scripture. And the one who is a beginner will often spend more time in that second section, just in that meditatio and meditation. But that would be an error to do so. Meditation is important, but it's not as important as knowing what the word itself says. When you and I spend too much time in meditation, we become too much navel-gazing into ourselves, too much thinking that our ideas are the important ideas. But rather, everything it is that we are has to be subsumed and taken up into what God actually does say in his own word, and to spend more time pulling from scripture what is important rather than pulling from what I find in myself that seems to be so important. The scripture first, and then my meditation upon it becomes the food for the oratio and finally from the contemplatio. When you look at scripture, to ask those questions, Lord, what is it that you say? Because what you say is the most important thing. My thoughts, my ideas always have to give way to yours, Lord God. Then we move into the scripture passage and saying, Lord, there are things going on in my life too. Well, as I listen to these things to you, it seems like you're hitting at me here. And so then I get to dialogue with the Lord, which is what my prayer is. You've said it. I felt the weight of your sayings. God, what does this even mean? Where am I? What's going on within my soul? How are you here present? And then from there, I resolve to enact those things which you've shared with me. Here, in this beautiful work of the Lectio Divina, you can begin to derive great benefit from what God is indeed trying to show you and to show the church, and from then to be able to make profit day to day in what God gives you in his scriptures, which his church, just like his church, are ever ancient and ever new. After this Mass, we'll have an opportunity to practice what I've preached, to put into motion those things which we've given to you in seed form into actuality within the chapel. Please join those who will be there at 6 o'clock after Mass in the Our Lady of Guadalupe Chapel as we begin our first Lectio Divina. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.